Welcome to Awakening Matters, a dialogue that invites divine wisdom, joy, and laughter with myself, Cynthia Sloan. You know, this program engages topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective. This show is really all about listener participation as well, and I delight in taking your calls with comments or questions, anything, due to the half part of the show. The beginning of the show is really geared towards talking either with a guest, and tonight I do have two special guests, even though they're not with me physically, but the majority of information tonight comes from two very inspiring sources and work of art. One is Byron Katie, author of many books, one being called Loving What Is, Four Questions That Can Change Your Life. And the other inspired source of information is Richard Bartlett. He works with Matrix Energetics, and he wrote a book to that title, as well as his most recent work of art is a book called The Physics of Miracles. And so from those two sources, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be shared. And tonight's show is very much about participation, whether you call in or not. I really invite you to listen and contemplate what's being shared and then make it your own. If you do want to call in, the toll-free number to call is 888-815-9756. Again, toll-free, 888-815-9756. Tonight's show is very much about beliefs and thoughts. Your thoughts, how you use them, how they use you. I really invite you to think about that, how your thoughts are working for you or against you. Are you convincing yourself about something? Why do we do and have the thoughts that we do? Are they convincing us to move in a certain direction in our lives? Are you contemplating them clearly and mindfully, or are you allowing them to really source the direction that you're going in that will punish you? And then will you gather thoughts in your life and then really create actions to support mentally why those thoughts are good to have? As an example to you, if you wake up in the morning and you're filled with thoughts of, let's say, time frames and really contemplations about what's not working, what's not good, what is not fully done as far as a relationship or as far as a completion for yourself. You know, your mind is really not inclusive in love. It's all about what in completion. It's all about what's not done, negativity, separation, lack. All of that. Well, when you do that, when you start your day off like that, the rest of your day will involve your mental activity. You'll be attracted to the actions and the reactions of people or your own actions of whatever you're creating to support the morning dialogue. So your day will be very much filled with looking for consciously or unconsciously, convincing yourself. So really, why do we do that? What does it offer us? You're getting something out of convincing yourself that you're not good enough, that you're not lovable enough, etc. You're getting something out of that, and the rest of your day involves an interaction where you look for mentally reasons to support your morning dialogue. I know I'm repeating myself, but I really invite people to contemplate that and look at your day today or your day last week. Thoughts in action. You're supporting your belief about yourself in that moment. So we have a thought in the morning or in the afternoon. Whenever later in the day or in that moment you take an action based on that thought, you're supporting your belief. You're like creating scaffolding. You're creating pulling into and around you in your life non-supportive people pulling into and around your life, circumstances and situations that support that you're alone in the world, support that you're not worthy, support that you're not loved. So see what I mean? In the morning or in the evening or even your dialogue throughout the day, I invite everyone to really contemplate, does this thought serve me? Now, how I got to that sentence, does this thought serve me, is really through somebody who matters the world to me, introducing Loving What Is, the Byron Katie dialogue. And she, I really invite everyone to go on her website, just put in The Work, and you'll pull up Byron Katie, and it's her website, and really look into it, listen to the different dialogues. She has different small video clips that say fear, love, support, anxiousness, etc. And they're video clips of her dialogue with people who are feeling this way, and she, in her infinite wisdom, poses four questions. Is it true? And the person responds. And then the second question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? The third question is, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? The fourth question being, who would you be without that thought? And that is the most amazing, simplistic. It's not attached to a religion. It's not attached to being the way. It's not attached to anything. It's really a dialogue of freedom about really who would you be without that thought. If you really visualize your day or your life, removing the thought of I'm not good enough or whatever your thought is, I'm not enough, I'm disconnected, no one, I'm not lovable, no one loves me, etc., you will really have the experience on all levels of what your life would be like in that day or just your life in general. And then you get revealed to yourself what it would feel like, who you would be without that thought. And most people, when they remove a limited thought or a thought of negativity or a thought of lack, they get this huge smile on their face or tears of gratitude, because they are in a place of freedom. They're like, I would be happy, I would be free, I would be a different person, I would be without burden. And then she goes on to talk about turning it around. And turning it around basically means when you see, this is a whole other aspect in a continuation, and I really invite people to look into this, when you are judging another person, let's say, or even yourself, turn it around. Look at the opposite of what you just stated. So, Paul doesn't love me or is not loving towards me. Turn it around. I'm not loving towards myself. My life doesn't support me. Turn it around. I'm not supporting myself, etc. It's fascinating, and it's really, I think it's not only an inspired list of ingredients and equation, but it's really about working with yourself, becoming more intimate. It's very easily revealing what it is that you have left to claim in your own emotional experience. So your thoughts can reflect where you have not yet loved, accepted, or freed yourself. Next time you are having a panic day or an uncomfortable day in your body or even a negative day in your thoughts, pay attention to your thoughts. Notice where you're feeling your body react. In desperation, or it moves towards a quick fix or distraction, meaning, I'll translate that if you're paying attention to your thoughts, pay attention to the action that follows. Are you feeling desperation? Are you feeling like you want to distract yourself? Are you looking for a quick fix? Because most likely, if any of those come up, or aspects of those, they're all revealing to you where you have yet to fill that part of you with knowledge and love towards yourself, acceptance and allowance towards yourself. Trust and inquire with you and your soul. Go within, I usually say, so you don't go without. But really, it's not a difficult process, but it does require one to be present with yourself, to sit with yourself for a moment, even while you're having the thoughts, and be present enough to question them. Because what's fascinating is when you question your thoughts, you usually get an answer. But unconsciously, the answer we get, we usually run to the quick fix so we can support, like I said earlier, that negative thought. We can support it about ourselves and keep it going. Start your day loving yourself, allowing yourself to feel good. Literally, the simplicity is if you wake up in the morning and you have something you can look at, whether it's a picture, whether it's a beloved four-legged dog or animal, whether it's a child, whatever it is, if you can start your day looking and connecting with the joy that brings you and the love that brings you and the freedom that brings you, you won't find yourself managing your day around trying to create security, safety, or a feeling of comfortability from negative thoughts that you had that control you all day. Managing your today, your moment, to keep the fear from happening. As an example, I better do the following. I better do this. I better do that. If somebody's, as an example to you, if somebody's afraid that they're going to be homeless and that fear is not in the reality of the present moment, they'll spend the rest of their life, if not their day, saying, I better do this or that, and then they'll take the actions to fill that thought from trying to become homeless. But what ends up happening is you do everything you have to keep the fear. You're dealing with the fear, not the reality. So you do everything that you can to keep the fear from happening to you, except you're already experiencing it completely in your being. What's driving you? So when you think and you contemplate or even think, what is driving me? Really think about the simplicity of your actions and your interactions and how you react. What's driving those? Is it fear about something, and is your day about and your life about managing that fear from coming true? And if it is, most likely, all day, every day, there's an aspect of you that's running from that fear and trying to keep it from happening. Hence your emotional body, your mental body, physical body, spiritual body, all parts of you. And whether you acknowledge it or not, whether it's known or unknown to you, you are not just a physical being, but you're a magnetic being. You're made of vibration. You're made of energy. You're made of electricity. So all these other aspects, too, they all move into survival mode. And they're all in a survival mode, which means you're not seeing clearly. It means your fears are, whether known or unknown to you, your fears are what's driving you. You're projecting your fear into the future. What Byron Katie says is just take care of now. If you're projecting your fears into the future, just take care of now. And what she followed that with is, the past is kind. It's always over. Isn't the future fabulous? Here it is. So it's not an aspect of time being way in the future and the past being way in your past. It's every moment. The past is kind. It's always over. And isn't the future fabulous? Here it is, in the very moment. So when you're trying to, or when you start thinking about your thoughts or dialoguing with them, and you recognize, if you do, that your story or your repetition of your own dialogue daily that drives you to have repetitive actions, which then drives the fear into being created more in your reality, really think about how you perceive the future and the past, and do even take into account that the present moment includes them both, and that they're being influenced by your self-dialogue. It's really fascinating. Now, stress is a key. It is so perfect because stress is a key. I often say to people and my clients, this dimension will reveal to you exactly where you're at and what is the next step to unfold. And part of one of the ways that this dimension, meaning your humanity, your physicality, and your relationship with your life in this time around, if you will reveal that to you is through stress. And to look at the areas of life, your life where there is stress, those are the areas that this dimension is holding for you as a really strong reminder or a illuminating point of interest where you have not yet freed yourself. You have not yet loved yourself fully. You have not yet accepted yourself, etc. If there's stress involved, it's because the stress there, wherever that part is in your life, the stress there means you're not there. So contemplate that and really make it your own. The stress in your life means you're not present there. So how can you put more of yourself there, where the stress is, instead of the stress, and dialogue in a way with yourself and that stress and that moment that frees you to join the present moment, the reality, as Byron Katie puts it. So I invite everyone to really contemplate that. Do you hide from yourself? Are you running? Are you waiting for someone else to stop and discover you, uncover you, validate you? And if they do, will that moment free you? Think about it. If you have a long-term issue in your life, and we all do in one form or another, if you have a long-term issue in your life, do you really believe, or would you even allow the experience of the people in your life to validate you and be there for you? And even if they were in the way that some of us might be waiting to happen, would that be enough to fill you and fuel you on an emotional level and mental level for the rest of your life? So think about that. If that one moment of somebody else offering you that is going to be able to carry you through, are you busy believing something you have to prove over and over and over to yourself? I touched on that earlier. Why do we draw experiences to support what we're trying to prove to ourselves over and over and over? And part of what that is has to do with whether it's negative, and thankfully the opposite works too. If it's positive, we also draw to us the positive experiences. So think about your day and the people in it and your life and the people you choose to be in your life and how you interact with them. Is it an interaction that proves to you over and over and over your statement of lack, your statement of lack of self, lack of self-love, lack of self-worth, feeling disconnected? And if so, the beauty about that is if you're able to, and everyone is, to recognize that there's a place in repetition that's happening, a situation or a place within you that's happening over and over, that very place is where the next step is ready to be unfolded for you, is ready for you to step into and really say, well, I exist here. I choose love here. You can do the Byron Katie questioning. Is it true? Can you absolutely know that it's true, that you're worthless? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? How do you react to yourself and other people? How does your body react? How does your emotional body feel? And who would you be without that thought? So when you recognize that you are busy believing something you have to prove over and over, that's really hard work, isn't it? It's exhausting at the end of the day, because instead of being in the present moment and being free in it, you have been running around trying to secure a fear from manifesting when you're already giving life to it within you. So, do the best you can. Is that good enough for you? Do you even know what's good enough through your own eyes? How are you defining that? Through another person's eyes? So the other invitation, as they're all invitations to you, is for you to really look at, is doing the best you can good enough? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel loving? Do you feel like, well, I gave it my best shot, I showed up, and I did what I could, and I choose love at the end of the day? Or is it a dialogue of, or constant dialogue rather, of negativity, or of your thoughts owning you and taking you from one extreme to the other, which creates confusion? So mass confusion is an energy that not only creates chaos within you, but it creates chaos in your life. We have all had experiences of feeling not heard, not seen, not recognized, not understood. And oftentimes, that's not always, but oftentimes it is because within us, the dialogue that we're having with ourselves reflects that. So we're waiting to be recognized and understood outside of us, but internally, we're in complete confusion. Confusion often gets translated as hopelessness, sadness, and an overall feeling of inability and impossibility. So a lot of what I'm sharing with you tonight is the opportunity to move from confusion and chaos to clarity, because that's going to move you into a much stronger place. And you know what? Right now is such an amazing time to be alive, because there are so many people out there that have books, that have tapes, that have seminars, that your fingers can do the walking, and you can really investigate and research what awakening truth out there is going to help you unlock your own dialogue or your own internal freedom or your own awakening. It is an incredible time to, and it's always an incredible time to awaken to the fact that you're a magnificent human being, that you are really holding the equation and the magnetics. Translated, that means you are made of love. You come from love. Spiritually, you return to love. And in between time, it's the opportunity to remember that you are complete, whole, and perfect. And to remember that, or to contemplate that in perfection in your own terms, of course, is to be loving and kind to yourself. So it's an amazing time to really look into the dialogues that are going on out there, the authors and their awakening work, not ever to replace your own truth. That's something I hold very strong to. Never let a reading, a dialogue, advice, a book, anything replace your own truth. In fact, what I respect greatly about Byron Katie's work is that she says, don't take my word for it, test it. Test it for yourself. And I say, in addition to that, and make it your own. So with that said, I was having lunch with a friend, a very good, blessed friend, and she mentioned to me another author named Richard Bartlett, and that he'd written a book called Matrix Energetics, and that his most recent work of art, as I've already stated, is The Physics of Miracles. And I was able to touch on that, but what was fascinating to me is that it's also another awakening opportunity. It moves you into a more expanded version of who you are, and if you already reside in that expanded version, then it will meet you there and embrace you. But a lot of what he's saying is that we are information. We are a conglomerate of information. And then I was translating it as we are all in formation. And every time you observe your reality, you create it. I'm going to say that again. Every time you observe your reality, you create it. So choose wisely. Set aside all the struggle and remember that anything is possible, including a life outside of struggle. So the invitation again is, if you were to think for just a moment that you had at your access the ability and opportunity at any time to recognize that if you're in mass confusion and that intensity of confusion were to simply represent the intensity of clarity that lives within you, you might look at the intensity of chaos differently. You might not feel owned by it or controlled by it. You might see it as a compass. You might see it as a navigating tool. So when you're looking at how to rewrite your day, when you're looking at how to rewrite your experience, I invite you to look at the places within you that feel negative, disconnected, that pull on you to prove them right by taking an action that is against you. I invite you to use those tools that exist within you now as a navigating tool, as a compass to where your dialogue can change with yourself and where you need to claim your empowerment, your awakening, the opportunity that struggle is no longer needed, that at the level you struggle with something, that you feel owned by it, at that same exact time and intensity, living within you, dwelling within you, is the freedom at that intensity from the very problem you've been carrying for a day, a month, a year, or your entire life. So it's really a huge opportunity to recognize that you are the tool you've been looking for. You are living within you, your emotional body, mental body, reflected in your life around you, that everything that you need to move into a state of peace, of feeling full and in gratitude, of feeling joyful, of living without struggle, of living without suffering, exists within you. It really, really does. One of the keys to turn in order to open that door and walk through it is to really contemplate. When I say that, I mean really think about and feel about who you are with yourself. And do you allow a loving relationship? And then if you're not clear about that, pay attention to your life. Again, is it a negative interaction? If it is a struggling interaction, if it's a constant struggle, then your life is reflecting to you that where the struggle exists, where the stress exists, you don't exist. And or you're trying to prove to yourself that you deserve to struggle because you're not worthy, or a long time ago you were convinced, or you convinced yourself that you were not good enough. And where a long time ago, let's say as an example only, in a childhood you were told or it was revealed to you, you're not good enough. So for the rest of your life, you've been waiting to feel or waiting to be recognized as good enough. And in the meantime, the thoughts that are going on in your head, I'm not good enough, they need your physical action and participation to continue and to go on. And the invitation is that you recognize, the minute you recognize that's happening, the minute you interact with a dialogue that you're having from a different perspective, that's a new dialogue. You know, it's interesting because when Richard Bartlett talks about every time you observe your reality, you create it, it's not too far-fetched from Byron Katie's work, Loving What Is, Four Questions That Can Change Your Life, because when you change your life, Even Wayne Dyer, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, that book is incredible as well. I mean, there's all these teachers out there. And again, always make it your own. But when you change your mind, when you change your thoughts, you do change your life. You do change your reaction to yourself, your reaction to others. You are able to drop the defenses. You know, Byron Katie states in her work that defense equals war. Think about that. But when you become defensive, that equals war. You are standing up to defend something, when in turn, she talks about there's really no need to defend in action. She talks about, and I invite everyone again to look into her book, Loving What Is, and on her website, just put in thework.com. But she talks about that war should be put on paper to be discussed and even argued, but it shouldn't be put into a defensive action. So then that drew me to, how are we defensive against ourselves in our daily life? How are we angry and non-loving and defensive against ourselves? How do we create war internally? And how do we then rage war by actions externally? So it's fascinating because there are so many teachers out there and so many words and books and webcasts, etc. But what I'm seeing is an overall message that the person, the being, the humanity has within them, that you have within you, not only the ability to get it, and that means get your own truth, but that all the tools you need are pointing inward. They're pointing to you, and that your life is part of that description. If you look around you and you look at what's happening with you, not to you and at you, you will really have a navigating tool for the rest of your life that will inform you of one thing and one thing only most of the time, and that is you haven't included yourself in your day. You haven't included yourself in that moment. You haven't been loving towards yourself, so what you offer others is a lack of love. You haven't been forgiving of yourself, so what you offer others is a lack of forgiveness. You haven't yet claimed the beauty about you, so you look at all the deformations or the imbalances physically of other people and things. See what I mean? So it's not only brilliant, but it's that you are the tool, you are the question, you are the answer as well. You are the one being feeling that you are being held hostage. You are also the one holding the key to your freedom. But it requires a focus on yourself. And what I really appreciate about Byron Katie's work is that it's not about anyone being greater or less than. It's not attached to a certain group of people. It's not attached to anything. It's the simplicity of dialoguing with yourself that really, really has changed people's lives. You know, this opportunity to speak and be heard is on bdsradio.com is such a gift because it is an opportunity to not only talk with everyone, but clearly talk with myself. And it's not about imposing or projecting my truth or what I think on other people. It is about the invitation that you take this, any of it, if one sentence or one word resonated, and you go with it and apply and look into what is your voice, what is your choice, and what do you want to do with it? You know, the holidays are here, clearly, everyone knows that, and it's a real stressful time for a lot of people in different ways. So I really invite you to look at the opportunity that the holidays hold for you on a personal level first. Always start with yourself. It always returns to yourself. And if it doesn't start or return with yourself, it's because you're not including yourself. So the holidays are a huge opportunity to really look at the tools and the navigation of how people rub you the wrong way. Or, you know, there are people out there who are dealing with different issues and cleaning up those issues, whether it be a home, cleaning up your internal life, cleaning up your body, etc. But I really invite people to remember that you might be focused on one aspect of yourself and working on that aspect all the time, every day. But I really invite you as well to remember that you are much more than just that one aspect. You're as big as the universe. Because if somebody is trying to, as an example only, somebody's trying to heal from something and they've made it their life to do so, how comfortable are they going to be with who they are with that illness gone without that intimate relationship there? Think about it. If you're trying to heal from something your whole life, or you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to be seen a certain way, but you don't see yourself that way yet, whatever it is, I invite you to definitely do the work, and I support you completely in your process, but I also invite you to remember that there are other parts of you that are included in your life. There are other parts of you that you have maybe not allowed to be on your own personal radar, that you have not allowed yourself to recognize, to enjoy, to laugh with, to recognize that if you're a person with one issue, that doesn't cancel out the other fabulous parts of who you are. Because sometimes, unknowingly, we become attached to a certain process, and when that process, like let's say somebody wants to lose 5 pounds, and they're working at it, well, when they lose that 5 pounds, they also might unconsciously, and that's why the dialogue is so important, move into a place of sadness or grief, literally, because what gave their life fuel every day, what gave their life meaning, focus, what gave them a clear understanding of what the end goal and solution would be that would then give them a way to celebrate, to be happy, to be in a place of feeling accomplishment, that once that's gone or that's accomplished, that if you don't take into account all the other aspects that you are, that you just might recreate it over and over and over, one aspect or replace it with another of challenge, of burden, of suffering, whatever it is that you're looking at in your walk of life and in your life with your family, etc. Just be mindful that you're working on a project or a piece of yourself, but that there is so much more there, that that piece or project doesn't consume you. And if it does, then give yourself the opportunity to have 10 minutes a day, a half an hour a day, or half a day, preferably, to get to know other parts of you that are not included in the focus of that completion, so that you experience all of who you are, and that that's something that you have to fall into, and instead of feeling like you're falling and there's no issue there to catch you. All of this work that I'm talking about is pieces of it has come from Byron Katie and from the other I spoke of. But the thing is that a lot of it is to be filled in by you. One of the things that Richard Bartlett talks about in his book, Physics of Miracles, is, and I don't know the entirety of it yet, but this caught my attention, was the opportunity to, and this is expanding it, we're going into a universal scope of dealing with an issue or something that limits or confines you, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. But what was fascinating to me was his process of guiding people through what he calls time travel in a very different aspect than what we might think of it as, getting into a time travel vehicle and going somewhere else, where I would see it as the time travel vehicle is your own being, and that he counts backwards to a time frame. Let's say you're 50 years old, so he would go 50, 40, 30, 20, to a energetic matrix, which means basically a feeling that you had that was aligned to your body at a certain age before a trauma occurred emotionally, mentally, or physically. And what people are experiencing is a miracle where their body aligns to that time frame and realigns itself. Apparently, and I don't know too much to talk more on it, but I am sharing with you what I witnessed today on his website. Apparently, people are experiencing a realignment of their bone structure, a realignment of rib cages, a realignment of heart issues. People are experiencing miracles. The miracles are really about that within you is access to a life without suffering, a life without imbalance, and a life without striving to become, let's say, loving or acceptable or perfect, but a life without striving, without struggle, without suffering, period. And so that led me to contemplate with spirit that what if within humanity the first thought, if you will, which the feeling body will react to, of negativity either shown to you as a child or absorbed by you in a time known or unknown to you. Some people can't trace back when something happened. You don't need to trace it back. But what if humanity's first experience of pain, illness, suffering, disconnection, lack happened from a negative thought? Think about it. Just from one negative thought you had in this life, in this body, that started a chain reaction, a launch sequence, and a dialogue that you gave life to every day, that you looked for to prove to yourself with the people around you through your childhood, through your adolescence, and into your adulthood. The beauty about that is that if you think about it, that one negative thought started that launch sequence, that one positive thought in relationship to that negative thought or to negativity in general can also start a launch sequence. It can also start a dialogue in a language that is the positive, empowering replacement or rewriting or renewal or reversal. If any of those work, apply them, and if they don't, find a word that does and apply it for yourself. It can be that simple. I'm going to, at this moment in time, remind people that if you want to call in, you want a dialogue, you have something to say, you want to comment, you have a question, you can call toll-free 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. And I invite, when I say think about it, contemplate it, not just to be in your mental body, but ask yourself the question and then feel it as well. Feel it in your gut. Feel it in your, I say, your feeling body, your emotional body. Allow your body, you know, like Byron Katie said, excuse me, how do you react? What happens to your body when you believe that thought? Because your body is like, you have a thought and your body is really, it's the messenger that for you to pay greater attention to what you're thinking, because your body starts to scream, it starts to get uncomfortable, it starts to crave something, it starts to rage, whatever it does. And oftentimes it's doing that not because you're feeling happy, centered, not because you're feeling connected and collected. It's often trying to reveal to you the discomfort arises out of feeling very unsettled or feeling unexpressed emotion. So a lot has been shared tonight, and again, I invite you to take what fits and really move it into a dialogue, especially with the holidays. And when I say dialogue, I mean internally with yourself, prior to whether it's family or friends, whether you're alone with spirit or your beloved animals or your children, or you're going through hardship and fear. Wherever you are, I invite you to have a dialogue with yourself prior to their arrival. It sounds like I have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Benny. I'm calling from Florida, Tampa Bay.
Hi, Benny. What's your question or comment?
This is my first night listening to you. I've been a BBS radio listener here for about a month and a half, and I got to say, I'm plugged in, I'm woke up, and I've already sent you an email, and it will give you a little bit of description about me on my YouTube channel. But I just want to say thank you. I listened tonight, and you have been able to tell me in 1 hour what my my psychologist has been trying to work with me for the last year.
Wow.
And I'm going to implement this. It really is a matter of just positive thinking, and I'm going to implement this into my meditation, too, every night and every morning.
Wow, Benny. Well, I can't thank you enough, not only for participating and listening, but for calling in and sharing your story, sharing your how it has affected you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am so honored to have the opportunity to communicate and then to get that feedback. I am really, really thankful. I invite you to have the incredible experience of a holiday season that really works for you and not against you.
Well, I do thank you for that very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, thank you very much. And I am going to be tuning in. I do have nights that I do listen, and I notice you're only on every other Monday, but I'm definitely going to be catching you, adding you to my list of things to be listened to. Cynthia, my whole life has changed here in the last month and a half. I've become spiritually awoken to the whole fact that there's more to life than just this planet. And what you'll see in my email address to my YouTube channel is it's going to describe a little bit about myself, and it's going to be what I feel is coming out of me without even having to have a past life regression reading. This is all things that I am feeling that is coming to pass, and
wow.
and what's happening with this, with the coming shift of this Gaia switching into
mm-hmm.
a new dimension. What Christians may call it the rapture. I don't know, but it's going to be something big. I don't know if it's going to be quite like that, but I think it's going to be something on a much grander scale. But I've got a lot of clutter, and I've got a lot of clutter in this life I'm really trying to address before to get prepared. And I'm just going to keep listening and calling in with questions from time to time. But tonight, I just want to introduce myself, and I just want to say, hey, what you're doing makes a difference on this. And I'm really communicating with a lot of people on the Internet and saying, hey, you need to start listening to BBS Radio, and you're going to find out what's happening in this world.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, that bigness that you're feeling in your own personal awakening and the bigness that you're feeling coming from you and through you and with you, you are a part of it. And so thank you for being out there as well and for calling in. Bless you.
Well, bless you, too. And you have a good evening. And I'll hang up now.
Okay. And I will look at your email. Thank you so much.
All right, now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, thank you to Benny and for him sharing not only where he's at, but also sharing that he is connecting people on the Internet, and he is connecting people and his life in a way that he has, it sounds like and it feels like, because I'm always listening and feeling that listening, it sounds like he has experienced an integration, and what a beautiful integration it is. And it's an integration integration that I've been talking about all evening, and it's an integration with the opportunity at this time that we're moving into that Benny talked about, as well as, you know, there's a movie coming out, or it did come out already, talking about 2012. You know, this time right now, being alive, there's not one person on this earth that is here in a mistake or here just to not fully participate. This time is a very intense time. I'm sure everybody's feeling it in one form or another, intensely happy or intensely the opposite. But the tools are there, and the whole thought and point of this show is the awakening lives within you. Awaken to the fact that you are what you've been looking for, that you are the teacher. No one is greater or less than. Your awakening, your inspiration can help inspire and awaken those around you. It's a ripple effect. You know, as Byron Katie talks about, you just allow the drop of water to fall. You don't control the rippling effects. You don't control the ripples that go out. They just do in their natural course. So be that drop of water for yourself. Take a deep drink. Breathe deeply. And then remember that you have to go within in order to not go without. And do the best you can, and that that is good enough. Define that for yourself. And I really invite you to keep a log, a journal, a verbal journal or a verbal dialogue, but always start dialoguing with yourself. That's key. Well, we're wrapping up the show for tonight, and so I want to thank the inspiring Byron Katie and for her work and being an inspiration to myself and to so many others. I want to thank as well Richard Bartlett for his work and being an inspiration to myself and so many others. I mentioned Wayne Dyer. Your thoughts can change your life. That book is incredible as well. Benny calling in today, I know that you have touched and awakened the lives of so many with what you shared. We are all connected, and what a beautiful opportunity it is. Look at where the chaos is inside you or reflected outside of you. Go there and literally, like you would go to the moon and put a flag on it, go to that place in your life and put a peace flag there. Do that visualization even if it works for you. Before you take an action to prove the negativity in your life, to prove that it's right, visualize that flag of peace and place it there. And then see, wait a moment and breathe and see if the desire to fulfill a negative action is still as strong and it is still there. And if that visual doesn't work for you, create one that does. And you will start to notice that you are the awakening tool that you're looking for. So tune in 2 weeks from tonight for Awakening Matters at 8 p.m. And I have a very special guest. She is a healer. She is also a mother and a wife. She is a teacher, and she's somebody that I respect tremendously. She has a purity of light and of truth, soft-spoken, yet as powerful as if it were being yelled from the rooftops. So, and her name is Amy Melquist. So please tune in 2 weeks from now to hear that fascinating dialogue as well. And so, this is Cynthia Sloan signing off. And as always, if it resonates, make it your own.